You're listening to The Wire. I'm Anoki Shah. After annual independence protests took place across West Papua this weekend, reports have emerged of the increasingly volatile relationship between the Papuan independence activists and Indonesian security. Victor Yamo, the chairperson of the West Papua National Committee, or KNPB, was arrested on Saturday along with two other leaders of the organisation ahead of scheduled protests. Reported to have been released yesterday, concerns are being raised as he is yet to be seen or heard from. Many fear he could be dead, suffering a similar fate to that of his predecessor, former KNPB leader Marco Tabuni. Caitlin Gibson caught up with Jim Elmsley from the West Papua Project at the University of Sydney.
The police have said they've released the people, the three leaders, but these people have not been seen in public and nobody is able to contact them. So there's actually some grave fears about what has happened to them and where they actually are. Given the history of Papuan leaders being killed by the police and military and assassinations going back decades, you would have to have very grave fears for Victor Yamo.
There was a sense of anticipation surrounding this annual West Papuan Independence Day protest even before the march took place this weekend. Are the most recent arrests of the West Papuan independence activists part of a wider intensification of this conflict between the independent movement and Indonesia?
Well, I think it is, yes. With the appointment of the new police chief, Tito Kanavian, who was previously the head of DENSIS, the elite anti-terrorist force, he has replaced many of the police chiefs around the country, something like 27 out of 29, and also has discovered, apparently, a whole range of bomb-making activities on the part of the West Papuans up in the Central Highlands, claims that have been met with a lot of dubiousness by many observers because the separatists and OPM haven't really had any history of bomb-making. But that has caused an intensification of the conflict, and there's now a big response going on by the police.
Victor Yamo, who's the spokesperson for the KNPB, was arrested over the weekend by the Indonesian police, ostensibly for his participation in the Independence Day protest, despite the fact that, as you said, the KNPB has taken this stand of predominantly peaceful resistance. So how does Indonesia then justify use of force in terms of this protest over the weekend?
In the 7:30 report of the ABC of some time ago now, which prominently featured Victor Yamo, that achieved a lot of publicity down here and also in the region. And the word is that the police have been really hunting after Victor since that time, and he has been more or less in hiding. And his crime, if you call it that, on Saturday was really just talking and expressing his political beliefs, and his political beliefs are that there should be a referendum on West Papua's future.
Sorry to interrupt, but are you aware of Australia's stance? Have we come out and made any comments on the situation, you know, over the weekend, or are we trying to pressure Indonesia into some form of referendum?
No, certainly Australia, as far as I know, Australian government has made no comments in the last couple of days. The Australian government view, which it makes clear every time any spokesman talks about West Papua, is that we recognise Indonesian sovereignty. I don't think the law is being followed in West Papua, and I don't think people have their basic rights.
That was Caitlin Gibson ending that report.